Blog Talk Radio.
Warren, are you there? We've had major issues with Xfinity today, unfortunately. We've lost power, we've lost internet, we've lost quite a bit today, but we are going to press through. Warren, can you hear me? Okay, Warren is live and I'm live. So we're going to press through. We have questions that we can answer. Hopefully everybody can hear us on Facebook. I see it's still looping. Warren, are you there?
I'm here.
Awesome, awesome. So we have Warren Green on the line again. We have Daryl that's watching. Warren, we are having major issues with Xfinity today. We just got our internet and electricity and everything back up over here in Charles County. They said that the lines were down and it was a power surge. So we are going to press through. We hope everybody in TV land and social media can hear us okay. So we are going to get started because we have so much to cover. So on the line with me, I have that world famous Warren Green. So Warren Green is a, and yeah, you are. So you are a retired federal official, and you are a current nutrition and health consultant. What I like to tell people is he tells you how to get whole and healthy, and as the old folks say, what comes up comes out, and that's what I love about him. He doesn't sugarcoat it. He's telling us what we need to be whole and healthy and what we need to do and be in this issue where we're having our immune systems tested. So we know that people are trying to log in, and I appreciate everyone that's trying to log in, but don't worry about it because we are going to tape this, and those of you who want to hear the show, you'll be able to hear the show at a later time. We will definitely post it, but we're going to get started with Warren, we have so many questions, so why don't we get started with, I don't know which one to choose from. So let's talk about vitamins for cancer patients. So vitamins for cancer patients. Well, before we get started with that, my apologies. Tell them who you are, what you do, and why you're so passionate about this.
Okay, I am a cancer survivor. I was diagnosed in 2005, had surgery, and I'll give you background before that. I retired from the Food Safety Inspection Service of the USDA. I've always been involved with food. I started out as a food inspector and went up the line all the way to Washington, D.C., to policymaking. And so when I was diagnosed, I had retired, but when I was diagnosed, I looked at all of the data. I said, well, okay, when they told me that it might, I went, and let me redo. I was treated at the, and I went to Johns Hopkins for oncology care. I went to Johns Hopkins because they were adamant about things being dietary linked. I thought dietary link was right up my alley since I'm a food scientist. From there, I started doing my own research. I thought that the data in 2005 was relatively thin. I went into a study studying muscadine grape skins. They controlled my cancer for 3 years. So from there on, I've been a fanatic about the food thing and how to eat to live. So we talked about vitamins. I've always been an advocate for vitamin C. Vitamin C is water soluble, so you can get that through citrus fruit and everything else. I wasn't a big fruit eater, so I supplemented it with vitamin C when I found out that, in fact, it probably should be in everybody's diet, period. So I use it faithfully. But that's my go-to vitamin.
Vitamin C
is my go-to. Now, we got into a little bit about vitamin D. Vitamin D, I'm understanding, is very important for this COVID-19 virus. They're saying that, you know, vitamin D deficiency makes you very vulnerable. I thought I was getting enough sun, and because of pigmentation, I thought that African American didn't have to worry about that. To the contrary, I've read through the contrary that we had to be even more diligent. So I started supplementing that also and getting as much sun as possible.
Wow. Well, we all know vitamin D is very important to us, especially for those of us who have this beautiful chocolate hue with us. And to understand that does not protect us against skin cancers and other issues that we have. It is to enhance the vitamin nutrition's going into our body, those rays. It enhances us. It somewhat protects us, but I don't want to give anybody a false hope that you won't get skin cancer because you're African-American. That is not true. So, but, you know, the perfect part about having Warren on the show is you can have him on your show, and you can also reach back to him to discuss other issues when it comes to nutrition. So let's just go down the list. There was quite a few inquiries about the African-American and food deserts and how that affects us, Warren. So I had like 15 questions pop up last night about that, and I'm telling people that is not my expertise. That is yours. So let's talk about your opinion of the food desert and how that affects the African-American community.
Well, food deserts are all over the place. And I just found out even my hometown, I'm born and raised in the Bronx. I understand that's one of the biggest food deserts in the country. But food deserts are everywhere. Any place where they have people, density without a major supermarket where people can go and get fresh fruit and produce, such is considered a food desert. And they have to eat, but they supplement it with carbohydrates and empty calories and stuff that doesn't do you any good. It winds up being, you could actually be obese and be malnourished. So fruit and vegetables are critical to any diet. So I would look at that, and I wanted to correlate the outbreaks or the infections of COVID-19 with food deserts. It seems to be that everywhere they have big outbreaks is where they have a food desert.
Isn't that something? And we want to explain the problem with the food desert is not being able to get fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, fresh meat, fresh whatever. You know, I have nothing against the local quickie stores, but there's nothing fresh in there for us to intake. Going to restaurants and fast foods every day is not healthy for our babies. They need some kale. They need some vegetables. They need fruit. They don't know what a kumquat is. So can you elaborate a little bit about how that really affects the body and eternally of us not having that freshness?
I think you got to be very diligent with your diet, particularly minorities. In fact, the most important thing that you can do in the day is the most important thing that you have to think about in your day is what you're going to put into your body.
Yeah.
The immune system is a extremely sophisticated system. It might be the most sophisticated system in your whole anatomy. I know a lot of people think about the brain and everything else, but if you stick yourself with a pen, you feel it right away. So now this information is actually coming from your gut or your digestive, your immune system. And responding to it. Your digestive system and your immune system are both in the same place. They live together. So the digestive system is feeding the immune system. When you consume antibiotics and then substances that compromise your immune system, well, it's killing your immune system and the cells in your immune system indiscriminately. They don't know what it's consuming. I suggest that anybody that consumes antibiotics has a weakened immune system. We know that this COVID-19 virus, with the COVID-19 virus, compromised immune system are particularly vulnerable.
Well, I think right now everybody has a compromised immune system, whether you think you are healthy or not. And I think that's a false sense of security that we have when we talk about the African-American community and all communities, because a lot of times you don't know if you're a diabetic or if you have hypertension. A lot of times you don't know you're sick until you're sick.
That's
what
exactly
you want
right.
to do is want to make sure that, you know, you're being tested with yourself, but you need to be honest. Right now with this COVID-19, you can't really tell who's sick and who's not sick. And you can't really tell who is who has issues and who doesn't have issues just by looking. You know, you can only tell if they tell you, you know, I have COVID-19 for a lot of people. You know, and again, those who have a compromised immune system, unfortunately, you won't know until, you know, you know. So
the data suggests that 40% of African Americans and Hispanics have either type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and other kind of problems, and all of them result in a compromised immune system.
Wow. So, Warren, there's a couple of things that I really want to get to that you're teaching me about, and one of the fun conversations I've had with you is discussing cheese, to cheese or not to cheese. That has been the question. So I want you to discuss, and I hope everyone is listening, about eating cheese and how cheese affects you. Let's talk about that. And for those of you who are having technical difficulties hearing, you can always call into, let me give you that number, 319-527-6060. I'm sorry, guest number, 516, let me give it to you, 516-418-5419. So, again, that number is 516-418-5419. And you can watch, but you may be able to hear a little better because Xfinity, again, is having technical difficulties. And I don't own Xfinity, but I try to handle the things I can control. So log in and you can listen to Warren as well. So, Warren, let's talk about cheese. To cheese or not to cheese?
Well, milk and other dairy products are the top source of saturated fats, contributing to heart disease, type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, ovarian cancer, and breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and prostate cancer. Mm. Around 1996, they started using a hormone called RBGH. That's a synthesized hormone, and it was designed to increase production from the dairy cow, increase milk production, and it did by about 30%.
Okay.
But when they increased the production that much, the cow got inflammation around, you know, the breast area, inflammation. So they started using antibiotics to mitigate the inflammation. So that's what we got. Now, animals tend to, you know, livestock and stuff tend to get subtherapeutic antibiotics just to fatten them. And that's interesting to think about that, because if you eat a lot of red meat, you should know that they give them subtherapeutic antibiotics to fatten them. So if it's fattening them, how are you going to lose weight? But nevertheless, that started adding a whole lot of antibiotics into the food chain. And through that, you know, when you think about it, why would you need dairy? And why would any adult need dairy? And there's some things that it gives you. They supplement dairy with vitamin D, which we talked about earlier. But that's a supplement they add that to, and vitamin A. Well, you can get that from other sources other than dairy. I like to think that if you're still doing dairy and you're an adult, it's because you probably haven't been weaned. I don't think it's the best source of calcium or any of the other nutrients that you can get from that. It's great for babies, of course.
So for calcium, what should we be doing?
Well, there's, you know, but the cow gets the calcium from vegetables. So we're eating the cow, or drink it, gets its milk, which is product, to get the calcium. But the cow's getting it from what it eats. So we can go right to the source. We don't need milk to get for our calcium. And on top of that, it's supplemented heavily by the federal government. So we're actually supplementing it without the dairy industry, without tax dollars, when it's not necessary at all. I don't think it's necessary in the diet.
Really?
Now, I do. I think that the best diet that you can get is the Mediterranean diet. They think that's the best diet there is. It mitigates a lot of the problems like heart disease, cancer, hypertension. And it kind of tells you, well, it corresponds with most of the Mediterranean countries. They're probably the longest living people on the earth. But that came around the 1960s. It became popular, and it's based on olive oil and a lot of the products.
So you're talking about the Mediterranean diet?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
And they suggest and it does suggest that you that the diet does allow for you to eat some meat and some dairy. I modify mine because I don't need it. So, and because I'm a cancer survivor, I decided I didn't need it in my diet any longer.
Wow. Well, I'm careful when I say the word diet because we want people to be healthy, but we always want to make sure that we remind people that, you know, you have to get the most important part to me, like you just said, is your immune system and your gut. So, you know, people are looking on the outside, you know, I've got to lose my stomach, I've got to lose my love handles, I've got to lose my bingo arms. But you've got to get the inside healthy just as well as the outside. So you can't just lose weight and then you still have a congested gut system, pipeline. You know, it has to be a balance. So we want people to check out the Mediterranean diet, but we also want them to make sure that you clean your inside out to be whole and healthy. So let me give this number again. I just got a request for it. The number to call in to listen, if you can't hear us, is 516-418-5419. And again, I have Warren Green as my guest on the show today. This is Victoria and Russell Walton. You can always reach out to me at 301-683-8690. I hope you're learning something. We're going to discuss now cancer patients and what is best right now, the best practice for cancer patients. I am a two-time survivor. So eating healthy, building my immune system, trying to get everything up and running for me right now is very important. And my household, I have a young son. So trying to make sure, hello everybody. Hi everybody on Facebook, Michael, Joan, Cindy, who else? Jennifer, I think Bilal's up there. Karen, hi everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We had hopes of bringing Warren in, but I'm going to blame it on Xfinity, we're going to have a discussion when this show is over with. But for right now, we're going to try to give you what you need to be whole and healthy. So as a cancer patient, and not even as a cancer patient, as a person that's dealing with chronic issues, and that's a lot of us, what is your suggestion right now as we are all fighting the COVID-19? I don't care who you are. If you are walking this earth and breathing, you've either been exposed to COVID-19 and you don't know it, or you know you've been exposed and you're trying to fight it. It's one or the other, because everybody right now, this thing is viral, so it's in the air. So, Warren, what do you say that we need to do right now to keep us whole and healthy and to keep our immune systems, give it what it needs so that it can be a great fighter?
Okay, can I say this? I write a column called Health and Nutrition Strategies for Cancer Survivors and Everybody Else. And it's published in the Albemarle Tradewinds magazine, mm-hmm. which you can get through Facebook. I heard you say that you have Facebook listeners. You can get that through Facebook. It'll be subtitled "What's in Your Diet," and then you see my face there. And that. So I if anybody is interested, I give a lot of detail about of things that I think are important, things that will that compromise your immune system that you don't know that's in your food. That's the most important. When I learned that arsenic is in 90% of the chicken, well, arsenic has to compromise your immune system, as does arsenic, 90%.
Wow.
Like glyphosate, that Roundup that's in most of the grain, that also compromises your immune system, and there are studies that identify that as that. And for studies, like I say in my column, you can go to the Federal Register, which is the government's diary. Everything that is in your food, you can find out how it got in there by going to the Federal Register and then going into the Code of Federal Regulations. You can see how it got in there, who put it in there, and why it was put in there. Like arsenic was put in, it was allowed in poultry food feed so that it would kill parasites. in the poultry. Well, that's reasonable. And if somebody in the government thought that that was reasonable, so they allowed it in the, they allowed it in the feed. I think I'd rather eat a parasite than arsenic, but that's just me.
Wow.
Now, I try in the column to not to try to tell you what to eat, but maybe what not to eat or what you might want to avoid. A lot of our food, or most of our food, is imported now, which is mind-boggling to me. They even import tomatoes. Well, why are we importing tomatoes from anybody when there's a lot of people grow tomatoes? Or
I thought it was
something that anybody could grow here. It blew my mind that we imported so much from Mexico, actually. So it has to come all the way from Mexico to your store, when you could probably grow as much as you need in your yard. But I think we got away from the source of food. I don't know what to say about where the food is coming from, because they know, as far as meat and poultry is concerned, they no longer have to advise you as to the country of origin. That law was actually rescinded, which is something new to me. I never heard of that before.
Well, I think it's amazing, because we've talked about this. You know, I grew up on a farm, you know, and I love going to my grandmother's farm on Centerville Turnpike in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And I know how to grow potatoes, tomatoes, corn. Shirley Caesar wrote a song about it. You know, I know how to feed the hogs and the chickens. So if I need to go back on the farm, I can go back on the farm. I'll take these nails off quickly. I don't need eyebrows or eyelashes. I need to eat. So I know how to grow it. And it's important that I'm trying to teach my son David how to grow it. It's so easy. You cut a potato and four, you put it in the ground, and, you know, in a couple of weeks you'll see it starting to sprout. But he won't know if I don't teach him. And I think we've gotten away from educating our babies, because we're getting to a place, as we now see, fruits and vegetables are not going to be so readily available to us. And if it is, what's in it? I mean, my doctor told me to put my fruits and vegetables through the dishwasher. Really? But that's where we're coming to. When I was at my grandmother's house and my auntie's house and everyone, I didn't have to do that. We could go back in the backyard, pick up a strawberry, eat it, and it was whole and healthy. Now you've got people in hazmat suits picking corn. Well, what's in the corn that you need a hazmat suit? So I think it's very important that we get back to that and we educate about that, because we're not doing that. You know, and I'm looking at the time, and we have some time, but I have so many questions coming in. You hear the beeping going on, and everybody, I'm going to try to get. Yeah, there
so
we go.
You said something profound. You said you can cut a potato and put it in the ground and it'll grow. Well,
right.
The key to it is put things that are alive in your body. As simple as that sounds.
Yeah, you eat to live. You don't live to eat. You eat to live, and that is so important. And you know,
if you're eating meat, you're actually eating a corpse. You're eating a dead animal.
Right.
And I don't know how healthy that could be, and that has to be preserved with preservatives that are not healthy.
And, you know, believe it or not, our 30 minutes is almost over, but we're live on Facebook, and everyone is still asking questions. So what we're going to do, Talk Blog is about to end, but we're going to continue this on Facebook Live. And I'm going to, when Talk Blog ends, which will be in 1 minute, I'm going to bring Warren on live on the phone so that we can continue having this conversation, because the questions are great. And we need to educate everybody and support each other. And for those of you tuning in now, it's been a great conversation about protecting yourself with the COVID-19. So we have 10 seconds left. Warren, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you go off, and then I'm going to pull you back on my phone, And then next week we are going to go an hour strong and discuss the questions, because I do see that we have quite a bit of questions. So we're going to say goodbye to Warren on Talk Blog, everyone. So all of you who are on Talk Blog, I see my sisters are on there, Joan and Yvette. Thank you for your support. We're going to bring you over to Facebook Live, and then we're going to continue the conversation there for another 15 minutes. So inbox the questions to me. We still have a lot to go. So, Warren, I think I have 5 seconds left with you. We've talked about you being in the Albemarle Tradewind newspaper. You can also see him on My Connections on Facebook. I have his information, and you can also find him on Facebook, Warren Green. It's not hard. W-A-R-R-E-N, last name Green, G-R-E-E-N. So, again, for those that are tuned in on Talk Blog, that's about to end, but we're going to pull them over on Facebook. Hello, Melvin. Hello, Courtney. Thank you, everyone, for your support. Send me your questions that you have about your immune system and how to be whole and healthy during this COVID-19. A lot of us have a compromised immune system, and we want to make sure that we cover each and every one of us. We've already said no cheese that builds up mucus in your body. I know you guys love cheese, but you've got to be mindful of that mucus. Mucus is in your lungs, right, Warren?
Yes. That's
so we want to be careful about. Go for it, Warren.
That's pneumonia.
Yeah, that's the pneumonia. The mucus in your lungs is the pneumonia. So for those of you who are sitting back eating good with grilled cheese sandwiches and just eating cheese, period, you want to be mindful about putting that mucus in your body. That's your congestion. That's where your issues come in at, all right?
You have to wean yourself.
And the milk, right. You can get vitamin D. Hi, Tamika. You can get vitamin D from other things other than milk. You want to be careful about the mucus you're putting in your body because, again, that's clogging up your lungs, and that's what's causing the pneumonia. And I know a lot of people didn't know that, but it is. And we want to be mindful. And Warren is going to give us some examples of vitamin D. We're talking about the sun. Look, you can still go outside, okay? You can go outside and soak in that vitamin D, and the children can go outside. You just have to stay 6 feet away. But vitamin D coming from the sun is an important part of our diet. So if you're not getting enough sun, and it's a beautiful day today, if you're not getting enough sun, that also can cause the issues. Right, Warren? Another quick and easy way of getting some vitamin D.
Right. And the milk, you don't want the hormone that they add to the milk, you know, to produce milk production. You really don't. I mean, it's a female hormone. And maybe we need to understand that we don't eat males. We only eat females. We don't eat in the whole food industry, we don't eat males. We eat females. So we're always getting estrogen. They think that might even promote cancer, just all of that estrogen in the environment.
You know, we often hear about the chicken wings, and the chicken wings have a lot of the estrogens in them, and you're not supposed to eat the chicken wings. And I've heard this over and over again, so it's like, oh, that's a good show. So that, you know, that's another discussion that we need to have about the chicken wings.
Well, if you eat chicken wings, you're going to have to eat the skin, and the skin is full of cholesterol. So that always causes a problem. Cholesterol is one of the primary movers of hypertension and everything else. So you would want to try to reduce that also. I know it's popular, but I remember when I was growing up, it was more or less a throwaway. You could buy three pounds of it for a dollar.
That's 3 pounds. Wow. Well, you know, it's expensive to eat healthy, but then, you know, then you have to weigh your options. If it's expensive to eat healthy and it's inexpensive to grab junk, what's better for your system? I always say if you get your nails done every week, if you get your hair done, if you get a pedicure, that's $75 right there in 1 week. Times that by four. So, you know, and I understand a quick, fast number one is $5 now, but look at what that $5 is giving you. That $5 is giving you grief, it's giving you carbs, it's giving you a heart attack. I mean, do you really need three pieces of hamburger with bacon and french fries and then onion rings plus cheese on the top? How about you get a salad?
I think it's accurate when they say pay the farmer or pay the doctor.
Wow.
So
pay the farmer
really
or pay the doctor. I like that.
Yeah, you don't want to, you don't want, you try to get as you can't let processed foods be your staple. You can't. It's just your body can't handle it. Your body doesn't know how to handle it. So it's just going to have to store it someplace. When it sees all of these synthetic materials getting into your body, your liver can't handle it. So it's going to store it someplace. That's really what's happening. And then it's always the body's always going to protect the status quo. So you don't want to put it in the first place. They process sugar to the point of high fructose corn syrup. You drink that, and that gets all the way to the liver before it can even be processed. And that causes all kind of problems. And it's in everything, and that's, it kind of slipped in. You know, things like all the sodas probably. You have to look now to find sodas that don't have high fructose corn syrup.
That's
even
true. And I don't think people know what that is, because they say, well, there's no sugar in here. If you see fructose, that's sugar.
Sure it is. I mean,
there's different words for sugar. And, you know, I'm going to put that up on my Facebook page, the different words for sugar, the definition of sugar, because a lot of us don't know what that is. And then, you know, also what we're feeding our children. If you look at the ingredients of what these babies are eating, it's basically fat, it's basically sugar, it's basically grease. It's a lot. If you can't produce it, why are you eating it? If you can't pronounce the word, why are you eating it?
Well, that's exactly right. And you don't want to, you really don't want to put it in your body. If you don't understand what it is or what it means, what the word means, why in the world would you put it in your body? I had that kind of situation when I worked in the government. We were coming out with the
Hi, Debbie.
Safe handling instructions. I and in fact I authored that about around 1996, 1995. That was right around the time when they told you to stop eating tasting the, if you were making a cake in the cake mix, don't taste that anymore, because they weren't sure about the eggs anymore. They always they started allowing things like salmonella in the egg, so they told you to cook it as opposed to removing the salmonella. They just told you to make sure you cooked it thoroughly. Well, I don't know if that was it. And then they gave you safe handling instructions, how to sanitize the surface and to make sure that you know, the stuff could make you sick if you didn't sanitize. Don't use wooden cutting boards and so forth and so on. And if that, and then I wondered, well, why in the world would anybody want to put that in their body anyway? I mean,
well,
this,
you know, we've had this discussion, and the food now is not grandmama's food. This ain't Big Mama's food. This ain't grandmama's food. It's just not. This food that we're eating now is. I don't know what this food is. A lot of it is fake. You know, again, you can't just go back and in the backyard, you know, and just eat it. You got to wash it off. You can't even just go to the grocery store and eat it. You have to rinse the wax off. You have to rinse the peel is the most nutritional part. But because there's so much junk in it, you now have to cut the peel off, you know, before you eat it. And beforehand, we didn't have to do that. We went in the backyard, we ate it, it was good, and that was it. But now it's not grandmama's fruit. It's not grandmama's vegetables. We have to really be careful about not just what we're eating, but what we're feeding our children. That's why you see these 12-year-olds walking around with double D's. The body is so confused. It's a child, but she's got a grown-up woman body.
Well, we did, and we saw that when they started adding hormones to the chicken and beef and stuff, and had young girls at 9 years old. I remember in Puerto Rico, they did beta test in Puerto Rico. They were menstruating at 9 years old. They grow into it. It made no sense.
We're trying to figure out what it is. It's the food. You know, I hate when my sister just posted she's allergic to pills now. I know, Mika, same here. I have to be so careful about what I put in my body, not even with a compromised immune system, just eating, period. But, Warren, there's a couple of questions that have popped over and over, and I want to make sure I get to it because our time is coming near, people. I hate the fact that we have to get ready to go, but, you know, my son David is upstairs, and he's only going to last 5 more minutes. But with a compromised immune system, everybody's talking CMOS, and they're talking this, and they're talking that. What do we need to be doing grocery and nutritional-wise right now to keep us whole and healthy? What should we be doing?
Well, like I said earlier, I would clearly Google or the Mediterranean diet, see what they're talking about, research it, and you should always say, don't depend upon what the advertising is saying. Think about it. Research what you're putting in your body. I would avoid things that, for at least until this virus thing is over, things that might compromise your immune system. You know for sure that most of the meats in this country have antibiotics. I would avoid antibiotics. Now, I guess it's hard to give up meat. Some of the best alternatives I found are these plant-based things. I really rave about this thing like the Burger King hamburger. Frankly, when they first came out, tell the difference. I was a meat inspector for 20 years before I went to Washington and got more. But I would check that out, and I understand that Tyson Foods is making a plant-based shrimp, plant-based chicken. Kentucky Fried is going to have plant-based stuff. I would try the plant-based stuff until at least this thing is over. I would definitely avoid, and we don't do a lot of the manufacturing of meat anyway in this country.
Right.
I certainly wouldn't consume any meat from
a foreign country with fake food. We already know the food is fake, so you know it's a lot of fake food. But I can't believe our time is almost up. But I've got Warren Green who is on the line with me, and we are so fortunate to have him as a nutritional expert and a cancer survivor. Educate us about what to eat and what not to eat. And believe it or not, our time is up. So, Warren, would you tell the people, and I thank everybody for, I thank everybody is, thank everyone for tuning in. And, yes, David is here. So you can reach me at 301-683-8690. Warren, give them your information.
I'm at Albemarle Trade Winds Magazine. AlbemarleTradeWinds.com. My email address is there, warreng9241@hotmail.com. Find me. I'll be glad to answer anything you ask me. I'll research it in detail.
Yes, Mika, he's not cold. I have the door open because I you know, she's hot because she's excited. So my nephew, your nephew's fine. They can hear David in the background, Warren. So, again, I'm at 301-683-8690. I'm Victoria Russell Walton, a.k.a. Maryland's Big Diva. I thank you for tuning in to Season Sisters Speak. We've learned a lot today. I didn't get to a lot of your questions, but I am going to answer them on Facebook and through your email. That I have. We look forward to speaking with everyone next Thursday, same bat time, same bat channel. And I hope you learned something that you did not know before. Keep the cheese and keep the dairy out of your diet. As Warren said, that causes pneumonia, it causes mucus, and that is half the battle. Drink your water. Put the soda down. Please get outside and get some vitamin D in your life. Let that body soak up some of the sun and enjoy being outside. Let the babies go outside and run around for a while. Keep your distance from strangers and everyone else. Stranger danger. But let the babies go outside. They need some normalcy. And again, you